This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to try to be a disciplined individual when we come back in the next segment so I have more time. And I'm going to get into the magic wand statements of Obama and how that's been countered by Trump. And we're also going to look at a story that's on drudgereport.com, photos, numbers at Trump rally dwarf those at Obama event. We're going to show you how the mainstream media then comes in and zooms in with the camera from the front to make it look like a bigger crowd, but then a back shot shows that it's not even 1,000 people. So that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That just shows the fraud of what's going on. But the first thing I want to get to when we come back is Van Jones and others saying Trump's crazy. Election fraud and voter fraud does not exist. And it's the same thing, this confidence game they play, where they sit up there and look at everybody and say, isn't it horrible? He says we're a nation. I've never heard something so hateful and weird and bizarre. Next, he'll say we breathe oxygen and that grass is green. My God, that puppy dogs are sweet. I've never heard. It's insane. He wore a blue sports blazer with a red tie. Oh, my God, that's crazy, too. He talked into a microphone. Oh, my Lord, that's so horrible. I mean, you'd think he was talking about child molestation or something, but they just sit there and have Don Lemon go, I'm speechless. And when I go out and protest these deranged leftists, they just look at me and they go. And it's like you're in junior high and the cool kids are trying to make you feel like you're stupid and you're not in the cool club. You know, you're sitting there eating your lunch real quick because you're about to skip the last half of school that day with a bunch of high schoolers who are about to pick you up, but you're hungry. So I'm eating a chicken fried steak and the cool girls are sitting across and laughing at me and saying, look how stupid he is. They're really flirting with me. And I figure out, oh, they're flirting with me, but I'm dating high school girls. See, I mean, by like seventh or eighth grade, I had figured out that when people do that and act confident and sit there and shake their head at you and laugh at you for no reason, they're doing it because it gets a rise out of you. And you watch Don Lemon and all these people, they use junior high level antics. Since I mentioned it, let's play it again right now. This is Don Lemon responding to the Nationalist with this big pregnant pause like, whoa, did I just hear him say we're a country? Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, whoa. He just said this piece of paper's white. I mean, seriously. He just said, this is a cell phone in my hand. Whoa. Okay. Okay. All right. Here's Don Lemon literally using junior high mind control on you. But I guess it works on the idiots that watch CNN.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm a nationalist. Nationalist.
Wow.
Use that word. We're going to talk about that word tonight. It is a favorite of the alt-right and is loaded with
nativists
and racial.
Have you noticed, let's start over. Have you noticed how the left, these authoritarians, are obsessed with destroying language? Just like Orwell said they were. He was a big leftist, highest levels, MI6. He was on their highest level. He was like, this is, you actually want to destroy language and make people dumb? I'm out. You're not really liberals? You want Ingsoc and the dictionary gets smaller each year? And so every year, it's new words they attack. Globalist is anti-Semitic. Nationalist is mean and bad. Shut up, you authoritarian dirtbag. I don't mean literally shut up like you want me to be silenced. I'm saying you're an idiot. Quit trying to get into my mind. Oh, I can't even look at him. Don Dickhead Lemon. I mean, if anybody in this world is a dumbass dickhead, it's him. God, what an un-American piece of filth. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the globalists had this country in a trance, allied with the Chi-Coms, the unelected EU, and the scumbags in Hollywood, whose religion is hating America. But now the planet is awakening. And the good news is, we're seeing nationalists take office or win office from Asia to Latin America to Eastern Europe to Western Europe to right here in the good old U.S. of A. to the U.K. And just like they did 2 years ago, oh, the Democrats are going to win. Oh, the polls show they're all way ahead. Same garbage out of the same big old ugly globalist butt faces. And same crap, just and also same orifice. And I have a big repertoire of language, but you got to describe them pretty much for what they are sometime. I'm sorry. So they're all freaking out that Trump says he's a nationalist and believes that America exists, and that's a new dirty word that's got to be banned. Don Lemon is attacking it as anti-Semitic. That's coming up. But then you've got a problem. The leftists that they brainwash in these UN camps out of Central America are burning American flags, saying they're going to militarily conquer America, saying they're on a mission to bring communism to America, saying that Trump is the Antichrist. And people are seeing this. And they're seeing this crazy echo chamber. And I think this could be even a bigger game changer in this election. The problem is everybody I know is getting in the mail absentee ballots in dead people's names. And many of them are filled out in Spanish. And it is a big, big problem. So what are we going to do? And you know, Trump has been pointing all of this out. He's been doing the best job that he can. But what do we do if they steal the House? What do we do if they are able to steal the Senate? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves 14 days out right now. But I want to go to a clip here from the good old Van Jones, who ran the department under Obama that's still operating, that's creating racial division in the country and interfacing with the corporate media. But in just a moment, after we play this clip, I'm going to show you the proof that's flooding out that they're using illegal aliens to vote and homeless people to vote and just Democratic operatives to vote in the identity of dead people and people in nursing homes. But they're already telling you having a country is a dirty word, or not wanting unelected globalism is bad, anti-Semitic. And so now they're telling you that the Democrats aren't publicly trying to register illegal aliens to vote, which they're publicly doing. And again, this is all like a confidence game where they sit up there and say, nation states are dirty and bad. How dare you even talk about them? And we're all supposed to bow down and apologize. And then now there's no such thing as election fraud. And they just talk to us like we're zombies in a cult or something. But when you look at the average Democrat, that's who they are. So here is Van Jones.
Many places like California, the same person votes many times. You probably heard about that. They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people. And it's very hard because the state guards their records. They don't want to see it.
All right, Van Jones, final response from you.
It's a lie. It's just a lie. It's not true. That's not me. First of all, I've been working to get people to vote my whole life. If I could get people to vote one time, I would be so happy. Who are all these people they can find that would vote multiple times? I'm begging people to vote once. It's a lie. It's a complete smear. It's not true. And it doesn't deserve defense.
Should I play all the newscasts of people indicted and convicted in 2016 and 2018 indicted? I mean, hell, they caught people in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio going in and voting hundreds of times with absentee ballots, filling it out in the same handwriting, dead people's names, people in nursing homes being voted for. Look at it right here. Texas Democrats asked non-citizens to register to vote. Washington Times. And it shows them officially doing it and the Attorney General investigating and mailing it to illegal aliens' houses with databases they've got voting. There's another one. Busted. Voter fraud ring discovered in Texas. And it's a whole newscast, KTVT news, with all the fake signatures in the ring and who was doing it in Battleground, Texas. Judge bars New Hampshire proof of residency requirement for new voters. That's right. Don't need proof of registry. Don't need proof you live there. Don't need proof you're a citizen. That's what Democrats do. Voter registration application sent to Dallas woman who died 29 years ago. That's CBS DFW, Dallas Fort Worth. Folks, I'm going to explain something very, very slowly here. Okay? Very, very slowly. This is one out of 10,000 that actually, where the people get mailed this, do they call the news? If you get crap like this, you have to call the news. People in this office have gotten early voter registration stuff. People that work here, people that come on the air, Joel Gilbert got mailed it. It was filled out in Spanish, and citizen was checked off with some person's name to him. They're just bombing everyone with it. Because they know conservatives aren't going to fill out some fake form, but you get the leftist. Do you think deranged leftists would do that? Again, do birdies fly in the sky? L.A. mayor blames D.C. for 50% increase in homelessness. I love how you open your borders up and you blame those of us that have been pointing it out. So that's just some of the news we've got on that front. And so Van Jones can sit there with this fake consensus. That's why on MSNBC and CNN, they'll have something like 6-7 people on a panel. When they go, Trump says nationalism, they'll go, Trump says make America great again. It's a fake consensus, like you're 3 years old. Like, do you want to stick your finger in the light socket? No. Do you want to eat out of the dog bowl? Yucky. Like you're talking to an 18-month-old. You know, we got a dog bowl or cat bowl. Sometimes if the cat hasn't eaten all over my parents' house, the dog bowl, and my daughter goes over, we go, yucky. And she's learned. We tell her what's tasty and what's yucky, and she listens. Girls, they say a little bit better, I guess, when they're younger than boys are. But the point is the boy will go right after it usually if you say no. But, you know, yucky, and then they learn stay away from the light sockets. They're covered anyways. But not Van Jones. He's like, no one vote illegal. Never happened. There's only been tens of thousands of convictions. And they all go, does not exist. You're just supposed to believe it. And they talk to you like you're an animal. And the globalists, you see, they think you're so stupid that they thought our show was too cerebral, that people wouldn't get it or they wouldn't understand it. Because they believe the medium is the message. So they believe it's a feedback loop. They believe if they give you the most dumbed down, lying, pathetic message on earth, that somehow that will lower you. So Van Jones and these other psychic vampires can sit up there and look down on you and feel powerful. Like, let's go out with Don Lemon right now. This is Don Lemon acting like nationalism is farting in church. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm a nationalist. Nationalist.
Whoa.
Use that word. We're going to talk about that word tonight.
Whoa.
It is a favorite of the alt-right and is loaded with nativists and racial undertones. And globalists, well, globalists have been used as a slur of sorts, sometimes even against those in the administration, often with anti-Semitic.
By the way, all the UN does is enslave
people. Just happened to make the president come right
it's
out.
It's the nation states to pay for everything. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. When we come back, Obama had a pathetically small crowd.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in cheap hotels. The dead is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Say the few were left it too. He only did what he had to do.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear about this. I'm not on a power trip. Going to that Trump rally yesterday, the first time, because I don't like attention. And I knew it would happen, but I had no idea how wild it'd be. And I'm talking 9 out of 10 people stopped me without me even talking or anything. I was trying to get certain places, and I couldn't go anywhere because yelling, screaming mobs of people running at me, giving me hugs, you name it. Men, women, old, young. It was crazy. And it buoyed my heart to know that we did launch the restoration of America, but now we're under massive attack. And if I don't announce how important we are and how important our work's been, they will destroy us, and then we won't be there to fight in the future. I want nothing better to bring balance back and to back the globalist off and to stabilize the country. We'll still have problems, but to not be in this war. And I would retire right now, man. I've been doing this 23 years, and I'm so obsessed with it that you're either totally committed or you're either totally committed or you are out of the game. And I eat, drink, sleep this stuff. I got home at midnight last night from Houston. We drove down there and drove back. And I dreamed all night about Trump and about the Capitol and about the Trump rally and about the left and about the globalist. And just, it was all super vivid, super intense. And I just, as I'm saying, I can't, it's just everything now. And so when we get censored and banned on 18 sub accounts on Twitter yesterday and all the lies and disinfo out there in the media, it doesn't make me think, oh, I'm being defeated, I'm being attacked. It makes me think, my God, when does America wake up? When does Congress do something? You know, we talked yesterday off record to the head of the Trump campaign, and if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, is what Grandma always said. But we can't sit there and get pissed off about there being people around the president that are just enjoying being part of the power structure. We have to be the people that move the ball down the field and know that the president's on fire, and that's why he's under attack. And you know, here's the thing. I've got all these news articles and all these things I should be covering on air right now. But for me, it really just goes back to how screwed up it is that we have people actively that want to get rid of our nation, get rid of our borders, get rid of our country, and who literally hate our success and who are just really bad people. And it should be much easier to say, I don't want to be communist China or Soviet Russia or socialist Venezuela. I don't want to have America one big anti-free speech, authoritarian, control freak, pedophile Berkeley. I mean, the left really are a bunch of demons. And at the end of the day, more and more, I don't even think that things are a political solution. It really is a spiritual solution. And we really are just dealing with a bunch of demon-possessed garbage who we have been so nice to and put up with and appeased and appeased and appeased that now they say we can't say nationalist, we can't say mother and father, capitalism's bad. You people are scum. And I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you do to me anymore. I will not bow down to you. And when I have that spirit, I feel closer to God. The idea of them winning, the idea of giving into them is torture for me. And I'm just frustrated up here wondering, what do I do? How do I take action? I mean, we showed all the proof of Democrats having illegal aliens and others vote the names of dead people and all the arrests that are happening. And then Van Jones is on CNN saying there is no voter fraud. It does not exist. When we have all the hidden camera videos of his group and other people's groups engaged in all sorts of horrible activity and all the Democrat groups saying we bus in people to vote 10 times apiece. We bring in homeless people and illegal aliens, and it's the head Democrats in New Jersey and New York and in Illinois all committing crime, and none of them got their fat asses thrown in prison. And that's why all this scum is so damn arrogant. Because they have been getting away with things forever. So I'm going to control myself because I wanted to open the phones up. We have a special guest next hour. And I wanted to have you respond to what's happening, everything that's going on. It's just... it's just no decision. There's not even a decision. Why would anyone be with these people? Why would anyone want to be associated with them? Why would anyone? You go to a Democrat event, I don't feel powerful that they look like mental patients. Let me tell you something. If I was a director making a movie about a mental institution, all I'd have to do was not pay some casting company millions of dollars for casting. It costs millions of dollars. I would go down to a Democrat Party event, and every one of them looks crazier than people you ever saw in the state hospital. I mean, these are crazy people. See, I'm not covering news because there's too much news. It's not there's not enough. I mean, this is all just insane. Everything I've got here is just, it's all on InfoWars.com. It's all on NewsWars.com. And I haven't even gotten into Trump finally got caught using the N-word. We're going to play the video when we come back in the next segment. It's a very, very sad moment. Yeah, I know you had your heart jump in your throat there. Yeah, no, it's we've got him using the N-word, folks. And I'm going to say that I support the president using the N-word. Now, the media will edit that and put that out deceptively. It doesn't matter. They're the ones that are deceptive. When you come back, you'll see what N-word. Because, again, it's not about being emotional. It's not about being mindless. It's about executing. And I have to be the same way. And I haven't gotten into Obama and like 1,000 people in his crowd and how they try to edit the video. We'll get to that. And then I'll get to the Chinese military working with the Canada to put anti-submarine devices right off our waters. I mean, it's just, it's all unbelievable. But I'll tell you this. I really am most frustrated that we're all going to have to go through the pain that's coming, when it could have been so easy to avoid all this. But I think really my frustration is it's clear. The world has cancer. It's called the left. And they're not going to go away without a fight. And they take our morality and our kindness as weakness. And the frustration is crushing them has no victory in it because they were already crushed. We're fighting soulless husk. All right, stay with us. You know, they are trying to censor the broadcast, so whatever you do, don't share the links.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, viewers, InfoWars family, I've got some really bad news for everybody. We've been hearing for 3 years that there is a rumored N-word tape of President Trump using the N-word. And world exclusive right now, we have the video, not just the audio, because, they could fake audio. Video is a little bit harder. We have the world exclusive, and it's with a rejoiceful heart that I give you this video. I'm actually very proud that Trump used the N-word. And CNN and MSNBC and others are trying to spin that it's a bad thing. But ladies and gentlemen, they're waging war on language. They're waging war on borders. They're waging war on sovereignty. And so once they get one word banned, they start banning them all. So Dr. Laura Schlesinger got banned off TV and radio for using an N-word. And now the media is moving on to other N-words, N-words that I support. I don't support the one she used. I think she has the right to use it, but she walked into a trap. But Trump used an N-word that's the good N-word. Here it is from last night.
A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist.
Wow, the N-word. Do you believe he used it? Oh, even worse, they're chanting the N-word over and over again, USA. So I'm being tongue-in-cheek here, except for the fact I'm not. Don Lemon, CNN, MSNBC, all the channels are just breathless. There's an article on Infowars.com. You've got to see it. Trump declares himself a nationalist. CNN says it's racist. That's right. So they're now saying it is the N-word and that globalism is anti-Semitic. And like I said earlier, Don, the dumbass Lemon, sits there and pauses after he plays the Trump clip you just saw. And then, wow, woo, man, did you hear that racism, that anti-Semitism? Did you hear that? So he's actually saying it's like the other N-word. It sounds like the country Niger or Nigeria, but isn't. That they first got banned, and then now, oh, mother, father, boy, girl, those are all, and nationalist. So you can see the war on language right out of 1984 is getting crazy. And I've already played this Don Lemon, but it's so ridiculous. Here he is with the pregnant pause, acting like Trump just endorsed HBO and Salon and Vice Magazine's or Vice TV's promotion of pedophilia. But he didn't endorse pedophilia. He just said, we're a country. And I got to correct the president. He rarely says something that is patently false, but he was trying to be nice. Just don't be nice, sir. Globalism is a multinational system of the Fortune 100 set up by David Rockefeller and others publicly to set up a global technocracy. That means an authoritarianism of the technological elite over the nation state where they're tax exempt. So globalism is not for the good of the world. And even the Financial Times of London says globalism has broken the rules. It's oppressive. People hate it. Elon Musk said, I'm nauseatingly pro-American. I would have come here from any country. The U.S. is where great things are possible. Well, that's more N-word behavior from Elon Musk. So let's go to Don, the Dumb Dumb Lemon. Here it is.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow. Whoa.
I'm a nationalist.
We're a country. Wow.
Nationalist.
Wow.
Use that word. We're going to talk about that word tonight. It is a favorite of the alt-right.
Pause again.
And is
we're going to talk about that word. Another word we want to get rid of here in the Thought Police. Continue.
And racial undertones. And globalists, well, globalists have been used as a slur of sorts, sometimes even against those in the administration, often with anti-Semitic overtones, which has happened to make the president come right out and embrace nationalism openly and claim that now.
What openly. Next, she'll embrace breathing oxygen. So the article's on Infowars.com, but oh, why do all these other folks waving their Honduran and their Guatemalan and their Venezuelan flags, burning American flags, saying Trump's the Antichrist, led by the UN, led by the Annenberg Foundation, the Ford Foundation, they're all running around super angry at us. They're not getting rid of their countries. Oh, that's okay to wave their foreign flags. Networks cheer migrant caravan, quote, defying the president, undeterred in their mission. They're almost all military-age men. Fox News, about 80% of microcaravan are men under age of 35, say Mexican police. MS-13 gang members amongst migrant caravan, folks that have already been deported. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Lily Garment, perhaps Soros is funding caravan. Perhaps bears go to the bathroom in the woods. It's on record who's funding it. We have articles with links to the sites and groups bragging. But the groups have governmental power and treaties through the UN. That's why Trump has to pull us out of the UN. Trump vows to send as many troops as necessary to keep growing migrant caravan out as a new caravan joins it. It's now over 20,000. Remember, I told you it wasn't 200 on Friday. I told you it was 50,000. Now the media is telling you 20,000. It was 14,000 last night. Folks, it's hundreds of thousands, okay? They're going to break that border completely. They did the same thing to Europe 6 years ago. Migrant declares that Donald Trump is the Antichrist as the caravan grows. 14,000 people. Trump declares national emergency. You better believe it is. So that's just some of the news on that. Migrant caravan could prompt a wider confrontation between Mexico and the U.S. Yeah, their president admitted 3 months ago he's actually helping set it up. A second migrant caravan is headed to the U.S. following the first. Who told you that? I've been telling you that for months. It's all a plan. They follow an exact scenario. The good news is China tried to plunge our stock market today, but the plunge protection team got in there and blocked the Federal Reserve and the rest of it for now so that they can't plunge the market ahead of the midterms, just like they did the same week, 2 weeks before, in 2008 to make sure Barack Obama got elected. And they're trying the exact same garbage yet again, aren't they? Now, I've been talking about it all day. And when we come back, photos. Numbers at Trump rally dwarf those at Obama event. Paul Joseph Watson. It's also on drudgereport.com. And we're going to look at that versus Democrat claims they're about to win the House and maybe even the Senate. So evidence of that fraud coming up. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. I had almost no retweets, no traffic. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I'd be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. So those videos exclusively coming up next hour that are censored, they're also now posted to InfoWars.com. And then finally, your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that. And I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us. And I promise you this. I will give the total sacrifice. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Democrats are trying to behave and act like they're going to win the midterms. And they're spinning their normal disinformation and fake polls. But a lot of evidence is mounting that they're going to lose even more seats in the House and maybe even some seats in the Senate. But they're putting on a confidence game so that their desperate loser supporters feel like they can be part of a big win. But if they think they're going to lose, they won't go vote. It's a true loser mentality. But here's some of the headlines we're going to be dealing with. Google, Facebook, and Twitter staffs splurge on Democrats ahead of midterms. They also splurge on massive hysterical censorship of anyone right of Mao Zedong. But here's the big story up on DrudgeReport.com. Photos, number at Trump rally dwarf those at Obama event. Let's pull that up in HD for TV viewers. I'll describe it to radio listeners. 20,000 people capacity at the Toyota Center, at least 50,000 outside, 100,000 tickets that people claimed. A lot of folks were coming and going, but I mean, I saw at least 70,000 people there at once.
They reported yesterday that Donald Trump is very unpopular with foreign nations. He's one of the most unpopular presidents in the history of polling. And I said,
Of course I'm unpopular with foreign nations, because we're not letting them rip us off anymore, folks. And you know what I had? It was 70% against and 30% for. I said, who is the 30%? Why would they ever want to vote for him? Because honestly, we're treating everybody good. We're helping people. We're protecting people. But, you know, when we protect with our military, the greatest in the world, and now it's a lot better than it's ever been because of what we're doing, we have to be reimbursed for that protection.
Okay, so let's stop right there. There is the capacity crowd, 20,000. 20,000 inside, 50,000 or more outside. I was there. And then now let's look at Obama. First, they did a front shot with a tiny crowd of politicos all huddled together in front of him to make it look big. And then we're going to show you the back shot. Go ahead and go to it.
Jobs or put food on the table or pay the rent to make sure that health care is protected. It's a vision where the few people who can afford those high-priced lobbyists, unlimited campaign contributions, they set the agenda. And rather than be a check or a balance on this kind of corrupt politics, you've got to remind.
So there you have them with tight shots on it. I mean, this looks like a smaller crowd than you'd have for 7th grade 4A girls basketball game. But national news shows you a front shot all cropped in to make it look like it's a big crowd. And look, we all know those tricks. When Trump does these rallies, they would zoom in, and he'd say, back those cameras up, show it. And because he was able to expose the fact they were doing that, it blew up in their face. So very, very exciting to see that unfolding. But let's get into some of these other articles. Bernie burnout, Sanders rally crowds down 90% from 2016. I'd say that's being optimistic. You look at the photos in the article on Infowars.com. I mean, they have it in a college lecture hall, and it looks like maybe 60 people. You can go watch the video. It's on Infowars.com. They do pull out there, and it's maybe 60 people, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, you count it up, maybe 60, maybe 70 people. Pathetic. But don't worry. Google, Facebook, and Twitter staffs splurge on Democrats ahead of midterms. And George Soros has just spent another $80-plus million. That's our number. This is $78 million on ballot initiatives, not counting all the other money he's spending just on general elections. That's out of Newsbusters. But it's okay. They're not just splurging on getting ballot initiatives or running candidates or spending all this money. They also got 18 more accounts linked to Alex Jones banned because we dare go to the Trump rally and show the love fest. But we're going to be showing that next hour in detail in some of these amazing interviews because they are powerful. We have another guest, though, joining us. Who'll ride shotgun with us as well, Ricky Berwick. I love the intensity of his videos. He's got millions of subscribers on YouTube. But most importantly, he's got the courage, unlike the other cucks, to come on the Big Evil Show where he might then get punished for doing that. In fact, let's play some audio of him from like a year ago talking about CNN doxing people that dared make joke memes about CNN and Trump body slamming. And here it is.
The video shared by President Trump to his 33 million personal Twitter followers and then to 19 million more on his presidential account was apparently first posted by a Reddit user who goes by this online name and who has also laid claim to it. That user of Reddit's online message board reacted enthusiastically. Wow, I never expected my meme to be retweeted by the God Emperor himself. I am honored. But others are worried, including the Anti-Defamation League, which surveyed the user's post and found a consistent record of racism, anti-Semitism, and bigotry. This individual traffics in online hatred and at times violent rhetoric.
And the ADL seems to call out the president, saying, when those on the fringes of society feel their messaging is getting mainstream attention, that should ring.
Oh, CNN, you really messed up this time. What a bunch of black male bitches and fake news. CNN, that guy that made that meme, he's not the one that's supposed to be apologizing. It's you with your fake news and your blackmailing habits. If you don't stop, I will make you stop with my tongue. And trust me, that's worse than any weapon. So CNN, please stop, okay? And apologize.
Wow, that guy should be a big star in Hollywood. Pretty funny guy. He's going to be joining us coming up the next hour, and I'll open the phones up some too, and then we'll get to the news I have not covered yet. California company that hires protesters is accused of extortion. Paid protesters are real. But I thought they don't exist. I mean, I said sometimes they stage events with protesters. A lot of Antifa are paid and hired. And then they then go, Jones says no one died at Parkland. No, I didn't say that. I talked about other cases. So, but now it's in the Sacramento Bee. So things aren't going too well in globalist land. Here's another one. Mike Pence, Honduran president, told me Venezuela funding migrant caravan. Well, yeah, I told you that a few months ago. Tomorrow's news today. It's a group actually out of Berkeley working with the government down there to do this. So, yes, this is a military attack. This is a coordinated globalist communist operation to crush our borders and flood us with these folks that have been living under the communism, and they want to come here and bring us the communism and burn American flags. So that is coming up next hour as well. Whatever you do, please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is a censored show. This is the show rebeating America. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about InfoWars, if you don't spread the word about NewsWars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding, you've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, Brain Force Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits